بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and control over everything, especially the power of resurrecting His creation. Now in the current verse that we have recited and a few verses that follow this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discuss the virtues of giving sadaqah, benefits of giving sadaqah, conditions for sadaqah being accepted, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also discuss riba, certain laws regarding monetary transactions, certain transactions, and when riba is found, what happens to riba, how Allah destroys riba, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward and the benefit of sadaqah, and how Allah destroys riba. So these are the verses that we are going to see now. From here Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah says the likeness of the thawab of those who expend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their wealth is like the example of a grain of corn. And this grain of corn, it is now put into أَرْضٌ طَيِّبَة, into a fertile land. And what happens after that, after some time, this grain of corn then grows or produces 7 ears of corn. 7 ears of corn. And in every ear of corn, we see 100 grains of corn. 100 grains of corn. In other words, Allah is saying, you give little bit of sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cause or in the path of Allah, and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the thawab of the sadaqah for you. That is where Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who multiplies the reward of the sadaqah for whomsoever He wills. Here we see, one grain of corn produces seven ears of corn, and in every ear of corn we see 100 grains. This is just an example. When it comes to sadaqah, Allah can multiply that for you much, much more. There is no figure, there is no number that is restricted, that this much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in reward. Allah will give you much more. All depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on your niyyah. If your niyyah is sadiq, if your niyyah is true, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then multiply the reward for you. Allah says, Allah is wasi, Allah is alim, Allah is bountiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware, He's all knowledgeable, He knows your niyyah when you give sadaqah. Now, when we see the next verse, this is regarding now when a person gives his wealth in the path of Allah, then there's two conditions that need to be found for that sadaqah to be accepted. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, those who expend their wealth in the path of Allah, ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّ وَلَا أَذَى. Then, with regards to whatever they spend in the path of Allah, they do not follow that up with man. Man means where you remind of your favor. That means I give you something, a sadaqah, or I give you something as a gift as well, and then I keep on reminding you after that, remember so and so day I gave you so and so thing. This is man. This is one tafsir. A second tafsir that is given for the word man is where a person doesn't remind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the sadaqah that he gave in the cause or in the path of Allah. That is where you remind, you tell Allah, oh Allah, you remember Allah on so and so day, I gave so and so thing for your pleasure. So you keep on reminding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that wealth, which was actually, in fact, it was actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wealth that was bestowed upon you. So you do not do such a thing. This is man. Wala adha. Second condition for your sadaqah to be accepted is that when you give sadaqah, it must not be coupled with any adha. Adha means it must not be coupled with any insult, with any harm. That means you see a faqir, a pauper, a poor person, you do not tell him that, see, every time I see you, I have to give you something. or it is because of you now that we are tested in our wealth that we have to now give you something. So in this way you are now harming that fakir, you are now insulting him. Allah says, if you do not follow up that which you spend, would man, reminding somebody of the favor of sadaqah that you gave him, nor do you harm him or insult him in any way. Allah says, for such people, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, for them is their reward by Allah. So the reward is by Allah, means only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how He's going to reward you for the sadaqah. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, there's no fear for you, there is no harm for you, there's nothing to grieve about, there's nothing to fear about. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by accepting the sadaqah for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it be a means of najah, salvation for you in the akhirat, on the day of qiyamah. Now what if a person doesn't want to give? Let's suppose a faqir, a poor person, somebody is begging. The idea is a person should give sadaqah, that becomes a means of najat, salvation, protection, hifaz also for him, for himself and his family. But if a person doesn't have the means to give, then say a kind word. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ. We'll discuss this inshallah next week. Do not scoff at the beggar, do not scold at him, do not mock at him. Rather say a kind word, that is better than giving sadaqah, which is coupled with some harm and some insult towards the beggar. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.